Okay, so we're in the middle of the Ramban. The Ramban arguing by cases say that Bittul is Hefker and it's Kashis. And if you want to say that Bittul is working with Rishma, I started off saying Bittul is working with Rishma. It's named from the Mishus Shaladon. Mela, this guy that was hiskim daito, did by doing bitli, is hiskim daito, das hamakim, Mela, the terrorism put it back into the shus. Now, I just want to clarify one point, that Lefizeh, when is the bitl chal, that's him? When does it take effect? When is it out of his rishos? Without charizan, that would be an afkamin between Taisvis and the Ramban company, because the fi Taisvis bittels hafker. So you're mafkrit. Zel fi the Ramban, the chayra if we're working with Rabbi Shmuel. Now Rabbi Shmuel doesn't kick in until 12 o'clock erev Pesach. Now, what you did, l'chayra, was just lay the groundwork for the heter. But that's nothing happened. But you saying that you don't want it, etc. That you just were megala daitcha, but you haven't done anything. Batsim. But you know, when is it chal? It's only chal. The heter is only chal when at 12 o'clock. L'chayra. Therefore, someone accused me of saying that if he's still chametz after bedika, then it's mutter still. That I never said that, and that won't be true. Lefi the Ramban.
We said yesterday.
No, we didn't say it.
I mean, you were saying
what? I was saying that to answer Merkin's question. Yeah, that he's asking me that. Why is it? That even though it's also about Noah, yeah, saying Meshusai, but it's only for 7 days, right? So I said, okay, but it's saying Meshusai those 7 days, and if it was last year, then I didn't say that it's Chal B'Shas the first Bittul. Never said that.
I think it clarified that.
What?
And afterwards.
I don't think so.
No, I mean
what?
I clarified that mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
When?
Today.
I know. Everyone came over to me, and that's why I'm clarifying it. Just to make sure that it's clarified. That's all. Now I know who's the culprit, though. Okay. So bottom line is there's a point over here which I didn't discuss yesterday, which Rabbi Abraham brought up today. I really talk after I glossed over it. When the Ramban says, it's an important point, the Ramban says, "Loin by the Rabban, on the Alfil Beisar Glili." Yeah? This is really Chiddush in Ramban, which I didn't shtel on enough. Because the Machlek is Tanayim, whether or not, if you're Beisar Glili, Chametz is Mutta Ba'na. There's no Isar Na in Chametz. Okay? So therefore, question is, according to him, at the chayre you'd say, yeah, tamal atzmacha. We say li oimer tamal atzmacha. Ech chametz asa ba'na kol shiva. Yeah. So basically, hold it that noise is not asa ba'na. So the question is, if the whole yisoid of bittul is gebayt in Rabbi Shmuel, that chometz lachashar shishes also by another person in Meshusa, the chayre for Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it should be shayach bittul. Right, that's the question that the Ramban, the chayre is touching upon. And if you look in the bottom, I don't know. I think these notes are from Rabbi Zalman, I believe. That should be. Sure. But anyway, he brings out the Shagas Aryeh says, according to Yisrael Glili, the Fidran the Ramban, that the whole bittul is gebayt nebri shmals. So there's no isra'na, and there's no bittul. So that's what the Shari Zari said. But here the Ramban seems to be saying otherwise. And this really needs hesber. What's that pshat? Why would we say that if you're basically it's going to actually, the bittul is going to work? So he says, you don't have the, if everything is built in Rabbi Shmuel, everything is built in Rabbi Shmuel, and according to Rabbi Yisrael, you don't have Rabbi Shmuel. Because the whole Rabbi Shmuel is the Chometz B'Shashi, is also by Nob. Tanya B'Shusa, if you're basically, it's not any B'Shusa. Zot Yambam, Kima Shesiai Shemenu, Mipnei Yisurai, Yotzim R'Shusai, Vein B'Din Gezel. And so here he tells it to the Gemara later, which the Ran also put down in the Gemara, that was Machin Balbayis Makpid Mutarim Shem Gezel Pturman Amayis and Av Hefker. Right? The Gemara said over there that's Seife Teinim, right? The leftovers of the Teinim, if you're not watching the field because of the Anovim, right? That was that Gemara over there by Pururin. Gemara says Pururin, Imshon Pururin, you shouldn't eat Bittul. Right? Because Bittul and Mela, the guy doesn't care about the Pururin. So Gemara says, maybe he's watching the house for, anyway, for other things. Kitzer, so Gemara brings in the concept over there that Seifei Ta'inim, it's Mutim Shem Gezel, and you put them in a Maisa because it's Hefker. Only if you're watching the field anyway, because of Anavim, that might be a different story. But the point is, says Ramban, Bizman Shein Bal Bayis Machbet Alei, Mutar Mishem Gezel, Uptur Min Amaisa B'Hava Kehefker. Yeah? V'Hach Adif Namim Hefker. Here it's even better than Hefker. Why? L'Hod Iyu Zachi Bey. The Shavye Ka'afer, B'Nich Alei B'Gavei. So it sounds like the Rabban saying that biblical work, Betzem, independent of the dinner of Yishmael. And he's showing it to the dinner of Seifei Ta'inim. That means where a guy doesn't care about something, even though he was never officially mafkrit, there was no formal hefker, yet we say it's patim and a maisa. So therefore, says the Ramban, this is even better than hefker. Why? Because here, he's shavye ka'afer. In other words, by Seifei Ta'inim, you just don't care about it. Here, you dafka don't want it. It's usher. You dafka don't want it. So if you're mevatlit, and you're showing that you don't want it, then it sounds like he's saying, it's better than Hefker, and even if you're basically Lili, you're not going to be better by Matzeh. But then, if this is true, then you don't really need the whole beginning. You don't need Rabbi Shmuel. The Ramban says, and then Ran also, right? The bittul moel loitzim teres chametz achshiv echafar. Behet dezem and Rabbi Shmuel. Like we just said, the mail is only chal at 12 o'clock. What the man saying now? Maybe we'll talk to the chal before, but they'll be digger, right? By bittul. Yeah. Good it is. The bittul will be chal right away. So we'll vindicate Yo-Yo over here. But then the question, like Minei Beis, like what's going on there about it? Is it also Rishmol? Do we need a Rishmol? No, we don't need a Rishmol. That's really the question over here. He starts with saying, we need a Rishmol. Now when he gets there, basically, Machari is going without a Rishmol. That's an automatic Hefker. The fact that you're showing you don't want it, it's like Seifei Ta'inim. But Seifei Ta'inim was never mafkir it. There's no formal hefker. Elamai, the fact you don't want something makes it hefker. He's saying it's even better than hefker. Okay. And the truth of the matter is, even all at the end, when the Ramban, reiterates the whole thing, and he sums up the whole sugya, when he says there's three types of beer. Yeah? There's destroying it, then there's bittul. Nami yotz shahafze yotz metayres chametz kiven shuroyitz a linuk by issa shabai ben roitz a bekiyumai v'royitz a kafir sheino el achila. And then his hefker also works, right? But But he never said this at the end over there, he doesn't mention anything in the fact that it's becoming asur b'hanaah. And the bottom line, there is the reason why it's working. Yeah, the reason why it's working is because it's energy shalada. Shnei don't energy shalada. But the Ramban, when he sums up, he doesn't go back to that point. It sounds like that's in fact, you don't want it. Yeah? Yotzim teres chametz, kim shu roitz alinuk ba iser, main roitz b'kiyumai, roitz ka'afar. You know, he doesn't say because it doesn't add over there and it's working because it becomes asur b'hanaah. So it's a little confusing in the Ramban, and he starts with Rabbi Shmuel. That's how the Ramban certainly goes to Rabbi Shmuel. And then he brings Rabbi Yitzchak Lili into the club. And then at the end, the question is there a tzad in the Ramban here that we don't need Rabbi Shmuel anymore? That's my question. Now, moreover, my question is strengthened because when in the second paragraph, Be'efshe v'nachayim, yeah, the nachlam emedrit hashbisu, don't come across hashbisu oisei misa'ar, v'loyeiro sa'ar, we discussed this yesterday, she'ye benech kesarov. Now that's what the Torah is telling you, loyeiro chasar. This is a directive for the Torah. The Torah is not telling you don't have comments, the Torah is telling you, look at your chametz like it's not chametz. So, if that's what it's saying, right? Then one might have thought, one could think that that's all you have to do. That's how you're not mekayim. That's you're not over the iser. So, if you just read that, right? Then you might want to think that maybe you don't need a Rishmal anymore, because the Torah says, don't see chametz. Torah is saying don't see chametz. Torah is saying don't view chametz like chametz. Okay, so I did that. I made a bittel, and I'm not viewing chametz like chametz. I'm viewing it like dirt. So therefore, I'm not over. Where are Rabbi Shmuel? Where are Rabbi Shmuel? So that's what this point is a little bit confusing in their mind. In the beginning, he's saying Rabbi Shmuel. He goes on to bring in Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. Then he goes on to say Lo Yirah L'Chasar means don't look at chametz like chametz. Look at it like zahar. It's mashma with that itself, is he not? And all at the end, he again doesn't mention Rabbi Shmuel. So this is a point that's not 100% clear. I'm getting different vibes from the Ramban at this point, which is a very basic point over here. Now, okay, let's go on. Mashik shav Rabbi Sayin on Safatim in the Rishon Kamot Ach Cholak Tashbisu. Ain a kush. This is an important point in Ramban. Tais has two kashim Rashi. One is Ach Cholak means from 12 o'clock, and after 12, you can't do bittles. How do you say Tashbisu is bittle? Yam Nami Devaru says Ramban. Fine. So what are you telling me, Bali Taisvis, that the Tashbisu means Tevaru? How can you tell me that the Torah is telling me at 12 o'clock, okay, then start gathering your firewood. You're ready to be over. So the truth of the matter is, this kash is not so shver. You know, if you're being Isaac in the beer, says you're not right, you're being Isaac in the beer. The Torah says Tashbisu. Yeah? Torah says Tashbisu. I'm being Isaac and I'm doing what the Torah says to do. So what's the problem? If I go, you know, if I smoke a cigarette on the way, then fine. But I'm being mashed with a cigarette, but I'm not being mashed with the chametz. Then it's a problem. But if I'm being isik in tashbis, so that's fine. So this kasha, is not such a kasha. But upon him, unless the, you see. There is an issue in the Rambam, the Rambam, the Ravid, whether are you over Bal Yirah from Chatzais? Yes, the Rambam says Shulchan Rambam. Rambam one place says you're over Bal Yirah from Chatzais, and the Ravid. The Rambam or something? Ravid takes issue. So you're not over Shivas Yom. Lo Yirol Chosar, the Ravid says. So it's only from Pesach. Rambam said not like that. Rambam was mashma. Over. Second. Where's the Rambam? Where's Cyprian? This Ramban might be mashma that you're over maybe Baal Yirah from Chatzais. That's what he's saying, that you're over right away. How can Torah tell you to Tashbisu? Maybe if it's just all Tashbisu, okay, so you've been doing Tashbisu, but if it's Baal Yirah, my cause money you haven't gotten rid of it, maybe you're over Baal Yirah. All right, but anyway, says the Ramban, Elamai al Karcha. Even if you want to say, says the Ramban, that Tashbisu is beer. Hey, the Ramban is Gimel Ches. By Bidlachay B'sheish B'sheish Shoy Slamayla Matzah Chametz Shaydai Te Olah By Bliboy B'Shachay B'Shas Beer V'Loy Bieroy Harei Z'Oyver Al Loyro V'Loy Matzeish Harei Loy Beer V'Loy Bidel. Right, it says. It's a gimel ches. So the Ramban might be mashma like the Rambam. Akapanim says Ramban Ella shei mevur oy mevutul bechatzayis kam rachmana. Says Ramban Akarch when it says tashbisu and we say ach cholak ach tashbisu ach meimish tashbisu means. By 12 means that not that that's the zman of tashbisu, rather that is when it has to be mushbas by then, not from then, but by then. So meila, it's not shver rashi. It's an end time. It's not a beginning time. So it's man krishma, not chil is man krishma. So meila, the meila if it means bittol, it means that by then you have to have bimavatle. That's what he wants to say. Which is interesting, right? But there's the point that I want to stress, and that is, Ramban saying it, it's an end time, whether it's bittel or it's beer. Even on the side that it's beer, means it has to have been destroyed by then. Because even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Beer Chometz El Shreifel, for example, Ramban is saying, but that's Rashi, that has to be destroyed by then. This is going to be again. What? Which is what we do now. Yes. Which is what we do now. There's a reason why I make a point about this. It's going to be again the Rambam. We got a mitzvah tomorrow. We got a labanit glase. Whatever. I'm just making a point of it now as we're reading it. Now, then chemashik shmer kiva masim na havar shim locha and of course you don't be allowed there. I see. Elo kol shemavayer vade mashbisu. Right. So what does Kiva say? Kiva says al karchach tashbisu is not on yamtiv. Why? Because. Why? Because amloch you can't do it on yamtiv. So we see what? We see that tashbisu means beer, not bittul. And the kush ought to be allowed there. I see again. As the Firashi. That Tashbisu also means bittel, but Vadet also means beer. Elokoshim avar vade mashbishu. The Chiddush of Rashi is that bittel, that tashbisu also means bittel. Doch kam rachmana, sheisar bottle with heichem, vein bittel bidayim el esreifa. We would like, sift this right, which ma'am enough, bittel tanami bittel. That's the chid, but about the bittel bidayim, is it bittel bidayim, which is reif, is about the bittel. So meila, that's what Kriya says. Now if a man, if tashbisu, if b'yayim arishim means yomtif, then haray it also means burning. And you can't burn yomtif.
You're saying that there's three different types of bittles now? There's bittle balev, bittle bepeh, bittle bidai?
No, bittle balev and peh is the same thing.
That's bittle.
That's what we call that's bittle. Here he talks about, later on he says it's in balev.
Right. Bittle bidai is a separate type of bittle.
Bittle bidai is destroying. That's bittle bidai. Miu, krah bade b'chol ksib, b'zman shat yochel v'ar api bidai. Because Harry the Pasuk is talking about both, so it must be Bechal. Like Rabbi Kiva's raya that Tashbisu is erev Pesach, not on Pesach. Boy, di b'yam rishon Tashbisu. Yeah, if it outside that it meant on Yom Tov, then even Rashi's maida that it couldn't mean bittel, it has to mean beer, because it's too late to bittel. Elamai, so al atzad, which was great. Rabbi Kiva's trying to shlug up atzad. That it means on Yom Tov, but I'll tell that it was Yom Tov. Even Rashi's body does it. It only means beer, not bittel. The Achaz Man Isru, Shifanesim Mitchilas Laiv, Ein Dinim Mit El Nisrei, for the Yom Yonais, because Rabbi Yehuda, who bittel the peh, Lach Yisur, Lav Klumu, Loi Beshusekai, Loi Motzim Vatale, El Al Karchach, Al Karchem Yom Tov, Ein Tashvisa El Tevatu, Oisim In Oila, Besreifa. Avokaid mizman is sorry bitula b'dir baal manami who shakul and bitlahein. Vayin am lishli gemar the kamad shvidah shvasas b'chol davar shad yochla shvisay. That's vidur banan. B'chol shemavar b'adim mashvisu. So shvasas b'chol davar, including burning it. B'shalom yomer tashvisu samateichem davar shu ba'yirah ba'imatze ve'ed zuzuzu sreifa. So Shalom he says the different makar that tashvisu is beer, burning, because the Shalom interest and connects Tashbisu with Bal Yirah, that Bal Yirah is Magdir Tashbisu. Burn it in a way that you're not going to see it. How's that? Destroy it in a way you're not going to see it, that's burning. So he's just trying to show that Abadah Tashbisu includes, Inul Virash Tashbisu includes burning. Shumatazi Bisifri.
Bitlbe can't be Bitlbeleva.
It does. Bitlbe is what we're talking about, Bitlchametz. It's Bitlbe. Yes.
He's Mechal between that and one of his questions, now in the beginning.
So again, there was a question, that was a good question, why he keeps talking about Bitlbe if he held
that it's not. It's Kufa, not.
You don't need Bepe. You don't need Bepe.
But it's not. Not that you just need it, it's not. Mevatlbeleva after Bepe.
Because you don't need bepeh. You could do bepeh. There's nothing wrong with doing bepeh. You don't need it. Hefker needs bepeh. You're right. It was a good question you asked me. Why does Rabban keep on talking about bepeh? If it's not true, you only believe that, right? You mentioned before. Later on, he also goes back. A bit of belief of it. Circulates bisfasa. At the end, right? But he already said it, right? So it's a little funny, he keeps on talking about Bepeh. That's alright, I don't know. But L'chayr is Labdafka, you have to say it's Labdafka.
Right, yeah.
Shul Matzos is Sifri. L'yirol Chasa'or. Roy Ata L'chayim L'yirol Chasa'or. Ata Roy L'gvay L'yirol Chasa'or. Ata Roy B'platya. Not sure what that means. L'yirol Chasa'or. Batel B'libcha. So here, Mikan Amru, Oil Rishchez Pischay, the Mishnah, they can vat the B'libay. And you have Chometz, and you realize you have Chometz, you can't go back, so you could go and be mevatlin. Amati mena, she'ena bitl nidrish lonam losh tashbisu, ella from l'cha sa'ar. So we're not learning out from tashbisu, like Rashi wanted to say. Rather, from l'ayira ta'ainu, v'chimam nidrish yayish mimenu, mipnei yisuroi, umoitzi b'daitai mechlal mamayin, ve'ena be'ena of kisa'ar shaloi, el ka'ofer she'ena shavuklum, ve'en b'din mamayin klal, yotzi dechai vasa. You see, See, again, in this Ramban, how he's describing Bittul, this is more in the lines of what we were denying what he said before, that lo yirah lecha, it's a directive of the Torah to be mavatlet. Don't look at it. The Torah wants you. What the Torah wants you is not is that you shouldn't look at it. Look at your chametz like it's yours. Without Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't mention Bishmol over here. He's just saying it's lo yirah lecha sa'ar. And he doesn't say, well, okay, you're my, it's hefker, so it's not yours. Like, it's very simple. Yerel chasar. If the Ramban wants the mocker of Bittul should be Yerel chasar, like in Balei Taisus, then, you, right, you could easily say, well, it's Shneidvon and Shaladam. Try to put it back in your shoes? Nah, if you don't want it. So it's simple. It's not yours. It's not yours. The man doesn't say that, right? The man doesn't say that. He gives you a whole speech. The kibun is yaish mifnesh and mifnei yisurai umayitz b'daitai b'chal m'maynai and meila yotzi dechay vasai. When yotzi dechay vasai, because that's what Torah told you to do. Because that's what Torah tells you to do. So yotzi yachiv. That's why you're an oiver. Not because technically it's not yours. Because you did what Torah told you to do. Because this is what Torah told you to do. It sounds like he's falling off Rabbi Shmuel. That's, you know, like the Ramban, they all come with Rabbi Shmuel. But in the Ramban, he seems to have fallen off of it.
But he said that even though you're learning from Leichel Tzad, he said this is one of the things that Leichel Tzad said, and he's being mindful of Tashmisa. So you're not learning from Tashmisa, but...
But that was just the Shami was magdirit in the way that just telling me how you should destroy in a way they can't see it. No, but that he's not going with that over here. What do you mean? I understand.
Lakari is leichel sera.
What?
Lakari is leichel sera.
How is that the mocker? So the pashup shot, yeah, the mocker is lo yirel cha. It's not yours. Why is it not yours? Because asabana, he started from Mishmal. Right, but now he's saying more than that. So I'm thinking this is more what he said in the second pack. We have Shavanachon, then Akum min Tashbisu, but then he himself says Tashbisu oisim misar v'lo yirel chasar. Right, he's teaching lo yirel chasar to mean look at it like it's destroyed. Yerushalmi was saying to destroy it in a way that is not like.
That's the way around.
Right, it's the opposite. Right? It's Ba'ira is being magdir tashbisu. He was saying that we're bittul. Now, Lim Sa'imi says, Gimel Mini, Birahain, Layera Chamez Shalon Bershusai, Fikal Birum in Ailam, Shreifa, or any other way. Yeah, that's the place we're reading at the bottom. Bitla b'dibur, dehainu, imvat l'teres chometz. You don't want it, and it's mekiyumai. Mefkeir nami yatsa kivishis Yerushalmi, lo yikrina melecha. And Yerushalmi says that it's hefker. That was Yerushalmi brought down way back. Yeah, lo yirelecha ista tonight, tenu lo yirelecha shel chayat deroya, v'atiroya v'patya. Now that's simple because then it's not yours, right? But if he's there, right? That's like Ramban himself pointed out. That's totally the fear bias is not going to work, right? Fear bias is not going to work if it's hefker. Oh, Fechil had a point this morning that lechayra if you mafker it, then why can that work with Rabbi Shmuel? Best mitzvah is banna, like the man said. Elamai, if you want it, if you have an indicator that you don't want it, Torah throws it back in your face. What if you mafker it? Even if you're a b'yasi, you mafker it. You're not mabatul it. Yeah? You mafker it. For chayra, an argument could be made, if I mafker it, even though it's still technically mine, but as long as I'm being mafker and everyone can take it, I'm showing that I don't want it. So, Chayra, that should be able to work with Rabbi Shmuel. There was bad naturally. It goes out of Yerushalayim. El, my Torah has put it back in Yerushalayim. The Torah put it back in Yerushalayim because you've indicated they don't want it. That was a horror that came out this morning on this point of their
back. Like, you still go back and take it. Right?
Even my real hefty, you could go back and take it.
Even
my real hefty, you go back and take it.
They don't want it.
Even real hefty. That's why their man had said maybe hefty doesn't work. I was like, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan tzad hefker doesn't work. No, even without Rabbi Yossi, yeah, the tzad hefker doesn't work. This also we didn't research, right? But the Rabbanan down here, ideation is suffering, the hefker. The Rabbanan tzad hefker doesn't work. We didn't stress this yesterday either. The Rabbanan tzad hefker doesn't work. Yeah? Why? When he quotes the Gemara by Goy. Yeah, I went a little too fast on it also. He says that he talks about a guy, he apostles to my a guy that's under your jurisdiction. A guy what?
Subservient.
That's subservient.
Abraham said totally that.
A guy that's subservient, okay. I'm a Darvish. I'm right. The apostles to my. She says, L'chaira, Hefker, if you mafker it, yeah. It's mashma. There's no miyut, right? The umotzi zochi be benafshe tfei utfei megoyesh kashasa. No, the chametz is more in your jurisdiction than the guy that's subservient to you.
Meaning,
so and the miyut is only my guy, but hefker l'chayr is not my. It's sad that there's no miyut for hefker. Why? Because you could go ahead and be kind of. Even after your BSC. Then he says, no, the Shalom is not like that. But he had a tzad like that, right? Hakabanim, but if we're working with Rabbi Shmuel, then the argument that we made, that even Rabbi Yosef, we might know that Hefker would work for Chametz. That's Ha'ara on the Ramban. Dr. Mabai. Chalayel di Meteir, Abdi Meseif, Metzuch Lumar, Ligam, Ridim, Masa, Lamechel, Minei, Vlayoi, El Shachmir, Vesveika, Livdag, Lahabba, Rabin, our limkar, Litton Lagoy Kait Mizmana. The Reciferim, you can't rely on Bittel. You need to do Bedika. Yeah? What's the man want with that? The man sounds like, not like the Ran, no? Because the Ran said that it's Cheskas. Ran said that Midrash you have to be biting. Right? One second. Ran said Midrash you have to be biting. Why? Because it's Cheskas. It's a Mokh Machis Mechaz. It's a Cheskas Isser. Right? Even though you don't know this comment, how much you need to do it, right? The Ran is saying, sounds like that he's saying even after bittul you have to do bedika. But he says like oy no chmir besveika. Sounds like live the galabe. It sounds like that the fact that it's a suffix. That's also a chumr rabbanan that you have to do even when it's a suffix. It's mashmah that even without bittul mudrais you wouldn't have to do bedika. What?
He's not talking about. He's just talking about we've done nothing.
No. Even if he's somebody did bittul, but I'm telling. He says, "Call the retire, right? It means if you did bittul, it's not enough. I know that. But when he says, "Oy el shachmiru b'sveikoi," so if it's like the Ran, it's becheskas, it's becheskas isra over here. So then that's a chumr rabbanan. So vivay rabbanan telling me you have to go find, you have to go get rid of the chametz. Then it's not an extra chumr that it's a safek b'chayra. That's my ara. It's not an extra chumr that's suffering in Ramban. Because it's a chazak. So it's mashma shtikla, I think, that that b'chomet sheni dua, there won't be a chiv derais of the bedika. You need to do bedika. That's my hergish over here. K'tiv b'shamay, af mechil goyi, hechmir b'nevein, alm ken yidua, sheichlik, ken pesel, lechoshul arama, sheilu min adin, you can't sell him chametz that he's not going to finish before Pesach. What's the pshat? It says chayish by Rama. Maybe you don't really mean it.
What's the
Rama? Rama is a trickery. That maybe you don't really mean it. Some are they say the whole mechiras chametz is a chashash Rama. You're not really selling. You know, you're getting it all back. You really sell that. It's a pickbook on the whole. Some are back in the whole, and some people don't sell chametz gomer because of that. Because we have a chashash Rama. The going was makpid. Now, the nearer advarim shebitl b'leivu, ain't sarach laitzi b'svasam. There's shorach chamim chamakim vatal b'leibai. Like Rami mentioned before, came Peshrashi. So, point is no chalais hefker. You only over on chametz that you want. If you don't want it, then it's a mindset. That's enough. Ha, and it's the Ayesha Menem. Nos and Dayan Shein writes, and Mach Mesura, Loyen by Loyen, and Ayver. Moshel. Mom and Sha'ava, Kimen is the Ayesha Menem, believe, but Yotz Meshusai. Av Chometz Bezmanai, Mom and Ovenu Mebala, Yotz Meshusai, Beyush. Now just Derech Agav, from his Moshel, how you see, not like the many Achroinim, I want to say, that Yiyush by Aveda is like the Hefker of Rabbi Yasi. Many of the Chorin, Tzoyis, Sivis, Shumas Akri, they learn that Yiyush, it's still in Yerushalayim. There's a quick question, can you be Chayzer from Mikhaiz Miyash and Aveda? Can you be Chayzer from the Aveda? Is Yiyush Hefker? Right? A guy, can you be Chayzer from Yiyush? We have to pick it up and make it again.
Can you be closer from Hefker?
No. So that's the question. Is Yish like Hefker? So if Yish is Hefker, then you can't be Chayzer. Right. A lot of Chayzer want to say Yish is like Hefker Rabbi Yasi, which means it's still Myrishos. Hell my, people ought to take it. That's what many Chayzer want to say. This Rabban is not like that. This Rabban says, Lahadia, but Yish was Reyotzim Mirishusai. And he's comparing Bitl Chametz to Yish. Of Aveda, and a bit of chametz of Aveda, it's leaving your shows, right? And he's comparing it to, so therefore, Derech Agav, actually there are many other Rambans also, even in Tzachim, there's another Ramban on Lamed Aleph, but this is one of the Rambans, Azariah and Nalakot Achorin. That's totally Derech Agav. V'hainu Shem Yimtza. Behind the Shemizuk, if you die to Luye, Kalaymar, Shay died to Allah, Allah Mithila, Loye Tzimidai. This is the part we saw yesterday. And then Ban takes issue with Rashi. Rashi says, Died to Luye is Chashul Beinov, Bechosele. The Ban says, no, Died to Luye just means that Lafuke Purim, where Eina de Machshem Oysam, Figan Yaver Lea, so, meaning, by Purim, you don't care about it, therefore you're not Iver, or if you're Mevatlet, the Gluski Yafa, where you were Mevatlet. So it's Daidulah, not Bechiv, it wasn't not Daidulah. Like I said before. The Ban argues in Rashi. This we saw, I think, right? Okay. That's the basic sheet of the Ban and Bittu. Now, the Ran basically goes with the Mahalach of the Ramban in how Bittu works. He also says, but it's interesting, and here, I'm not sure if there was a difference, because whereas the way the Ramban started off his whole piece, he quoted the Baal Yataisus that it's Hefker, and he asked a million kashas in them, it can't be Hefker. Therefore, he says it's Bittul, the highest work with the Rishmal of Shema Em Shishladim. The Ran starts the other way. Yeah, he says about the Tefker. Mizrayah is that it's Hefker. One of Mizrayah is Guf from the Gemara on the Bavan Bay. The Gemara is Medamed, Marshal Suta, Seifet Hainim, even though that's really not the Pashit. Mizrayah from there, the Gemara is not necessarily showing that Bittel's Hefker. The Gemara just brings Seifet Hainim, the guy with the Nakuda, when you're watching it for something else, is that called the Hefker or not? Is that called Gemara being the guy with Purim, which is you don't care about, but not necessarily that bittel. You know, the Gemara is not talking about bittel. The bittel's hefker, which the our gadol is aymed. I think on the Ran on this nakuda as well. What's Ran's right from there? Upon the Ran starts off that's mukhm the Gemara, that's midin hefker, not Gemara. Then he says he's got problems with it. How can it be hefker? Yeah, what's the Levi? And what's you can't do half of the Levi. Then he asks the Kash from Rabbi Yosef, do we have Rabbi Yosef? Is Hefker, if Rabbi Yosef is not going to work? Then he says, the Ramban's Yisayit. Same Shizvladam, Leil Gilei Daik Ba'alma Sagi, Hanifilu Chametz Yidua. And why? So the way it's working is because it's Enim Bishusai, also you're small, and you're Megaladas. Which means he's saying that it's the result is Hefker, because it's not a Mice Hefker, but the result is Mamash Hefker. The Ramban, you know, seems to be avoiding Hefker, but. And. So. But there could be rounds also, at the end of the day, it's really Hefker. If he's worked with Rabbi Shmuel. And if not, he's saying he's saying, he said it was better than Hefker. But at the end of the day, the rounds also. The pshat is that. No, again, if we say the Ramban. Is because Le'irah, Sa'ar is telling you, don't look at it like Chametz. That's a different part. But if he's going with Rabbi Shmuel, then also at the end of the day it could be Al's Hefker. Now, says the Ran goes on to go to other points. And he says, the question is whether Bittel alone is Iker, or Bedika and Beer is also Menatayr. That this is the way one learn Rashi. That Rashi says if the bedik will not be a value of matz, you see the bedik is manatera. Then so he says, well, so what's the pshat? He says the alma is two. It means the rise that is the rise. So because we're going out R and R from Sukkim. And this whole discussion in Tanoim, how you mevar chametz, and learning out who learns out from Neiser, right? So we see that beer has a place in the Raisa. You know, it's not just Bittel. Beer is also the Raisa. Elmai, there's two oifanim, two ways of doing Tashbisu. Two ways of doing Tashbisu. You have an option. Either Bittel Belev, they showing you don't want it, Amela, it's not yours anymore. Or to actually destroy it. How to destroy it, that's Mechalik Sinai. Remember last time when that's back to Rashi, learns, before you did Bittel, then Bedika and Beer is their eyes. Now. And it's a diag, Mishnah Rashi, you don't need Bittel, only Bedika. Later institution of Yehuda, Abayi Tzav Sheva. Right? He's saying, the Raisa, this is a very important point that we're coming to over here. The Raisa, he says, the Mishnah Mashma, we don't need Bittel. And the Mishnah Mashma, they're about it. Mishnah Mashma, that if you do eat, either one is good. L'chadchila, you have two choices, and each one works by itself. You don't need both. Why? Mash time as nisin loy boy bittel klal. Even Rabba. Well, the sagi lay, the teacher mechimen shekbada, yotzi dei chay basai. Yotzi dei chay basai. V'mishem v'yim tzach gulzgi yifeifia, v'meren al alter. Shem atayim al mafrei avrolei lesa. Shesam chater al chazakis. V'chol shekbada gaisan, mekayim v'shirag v'mimotzi ben chametz, yotzi dei chay basai. Ve'en loch ha-shagikah b'shmei k'ayra. Chidu, ane b'sis lo yizki b'tlo. Ach, v'dika, sh'bar b'yud ha-mra, v'chidu, sh'bay sa shivato. Shem yinza guzgi fefiya. Rash says, maybe you'll be masha the beer. So if it's masha, it's only from then on. But now, I'm afraid. Now, question is, so the Ran says that it's not the Ayur Mafreya. Aynis. Ran saying you're not Ayur, period. In fact, the Ar Gadol, on the Mishnayis, Mitzvah Gadol, yes, why is it different than any other Isser? Any other Chazaka? Hooray! You rely, we had Sugyas of Chazaka. Sechas Chulin. Right, so you rely on a chazaka. Let's say you rely on a chazaka, and you ended up messing up. Chazaka is not 100%. Right, it's a status quo. You can rely on a chazaka. But let's say you messed up. Subshad is okay. You know, the ma'aseh you over the beir. Right, narvas. You rely on the chazaka. Ma'aseh. He says that in Kol Mili, the same as Allah Chazaka arrived, I feel like the Kol Shinishtakach, Makargach, Mamid, Avil Mafreya. You are Avil Mafreya? So therefore, why is the Ran saying that even if you'll end up finding Shem Yim Skulski Yafa, it's only a problem of Kano Abba, it's in Baik and Rashi, because it's not a problem of Kano Abba. It should be a problem of Fred. So the question is, what's Pshat Taka, what's Pshat the Ran that it's mashma, there's no problem, Mafreya. It's mashma the Ran that you're not over Nisr Bechlal, Mafreya. Mashma the Ran that you weren't over Nisr Bechlal, Mafreya. This is Ton Hesper. Why, what was Pshat? So, I was thinking, and I think that's some Doug Bavarsky is saying this, and could be I heard this many years ago, B'Sherem Nochem. Maybe, I'm not sure, I have to ask someone. That, because that the Yisoid, that's what we mentioned yesterday, that, and we saw a remnant in the Ramban, that by Rabbi Emotze, is not an Isser to have Chametz. It's a way of the Torah telling you to get rid of it. So in the Ramban we saw the Nusach, don't look at it like chametz. The Torah doesn't have chametz. The Torah is telling you, don't look at it as if you had chametz. Therefore if you did bittul, right, you're not over. Because the Isser was, the Chiyav is, don't look at it like you have chametz. And the Ramban says, Lashon Yotzi Dechei Basar. By bittul, you yaitze the Chiyav. You yaitze the chiv of the lav, which is really almost, it's not just like don't have chametz, it's telling you how to view your chametz, and I did that. So I was yaitze, I was mekayim the directive of Lira Lecha chametz. That we saw in the Ramban. in the Ran, Kan Zayin, that and then we said there's a shtuk of mashmaris of the Gemara like that. Gemara says there's three tashbisus in the Torah, right? Tashbisu, Bayra, and Bayimotze, the Gemara says. We mentioned yesterday. So in the Ran also, when the Torah says tashbisu, the Torah is telling you get rid of it. Bittul or beer, do bedika. Torah is telling you do bedika and the mimavar, right? So when the Torah says bal yirav bayimotze, so also the Torah is telling you get rid of it, right? The Torah is not just telling you don't have chametz. The Torah is telling you it's like asei abam mechalav. Yeah, Torah don't have chametz. Really, what Torah is telling you is get rid of the chametz. Okay, so now, if we say in the Ran that is the directive of Lo'irel Chametz, the Hainu, the Torah is telling you get rid of the chametz. Yeah, and Cain. So when the guy did bedika and the guy did look for his chametz and he did a serious looking, yeah, and he burnt whatever chametz he found. So, like the Ran also had a lashon like that. Yosi de chayvasai, yeah. But maybe we could be just about tashbisu. You're yotzi de in your chayva, and male you're not over, right? Because pshat is you did what the Torah said you should do. So male, so even if it ended up being chametz, I'm not over, because there's no issue to have chametz. The Torah is telling you is get rid of your chametz. How? Either by bittul or by being baidik, which is the rise of the Ran says, bener, yeah? Bener, be baidik and get rid of. I did that. I did what the Torah told me to do. Bittik is the rise of the Ran says. So in other words, it could be that we're going to put all that into the Lo'ira. The Torah says Lo'ira l'chametz. The Torah is telling you get rid of it. I did that. I did what the Torah said to do. So Mela, I end up being chametz. Okay. But I did what the Torah said to do. So I'm not over. It's not the pshat that I relied on a chazakah and a Mela, but I blew it. Right? Shaykh has chesed kashrus. He ended up selling treif. Yeah. Okay. So I blew it. You know, maybe I had a right to learn chazaka b'maisa. It ends up I was over nisser. No. Here by definition, I wasn't over nisser because the chiv is go check and get rid of. That's what I did, and I did that.
What happens when I have chametz and just burn it?
Oh, so now they have chametz in front of you right now. Now you have a chiv of If you have the chametz in front of you, mekana l'abba, you have chiyuv to get rid of it. Yes, mekana l'abba, you have chiyuv to burn it. That's mekana l'abba, but not I'm afraid. Now I'm afraid. That could be a mahaloch in to miyash d'ran, to miyash d'argol d'skashen. But everyone wants to say something else. He wanted taina, which I think is more of pshat l'naran. He wanted taina that if the guy does bedika and bittul, the guy does bedika and beer, then that's him, it's like a bittul. In other words, he's shown, similar to what we asked before, if you're Yehuda, right? If you're mafkir chametz, then you're subscribing to what the Torah wants you to do with the chametz. And maybe by Rishmal, the chametz naturally left your rishus. Yeah? Elamai is telling you to put it back. No, they're not putting it back to you because you're showing you don't want it. So Mela, over here, Eilucha showing God the Mazet. You went around with your candle, looking at all the nooks and crannies for the chametz. So, L'chair, you can say, is a built in bittul over there, which Mela you're not going to be over. So again, in the Ran, I think it's less mavor. You know, the misvara, it's like shmak misvara. Got it. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that it should be an automatic bittul, or at least an automatic show of mindset, yeah, on your part that you don't want it, yeah. And Mela, even if there ended up being chametz, you weren't over. Even the end of you weren't over. But the Papal Sofizeh, Dvarov, though, I think what I'm just thinking now is they're not like that. Because with Dvarov, it's an automatic bittul. So now, when you find it, you shouldn't have a chiyuv deraisa to burn it. Right? Because it's very bittul. It's very bittul. And the mashmaiz, I think of the Ran is that Makana Abba is a chiyuv deraisa. The Ran says just Makanal above. It sounds like the Makanal above is there is a Chiyuv Tashbisu. So there is a Chiyuv Tashbisu. So if I would say that's right, not like him.
That works in general if I do a Bittel.
No. The Raisa, you don't have to do it. The Rabbana, you have to get rid of him. But the Raisa, it's not your Chametz.
And if I do a Bittel, then on Pesach I see Chametz.
Then you don't have to burn it, no. Not with the Raisa. Not with the Raisa. Right. The Rabbana, yeah, of course. But not with the Raisa. So Meila, if you did Bittel. Right. So Meila, I think that would be right, not like him. El Meila, you have to say the Pshat is Chayra, again. Also it's not the Farish in Iran, but that might be the Mahalo to say that Lo Yiroz is directed to do Bittel, to do Bdika and Beer. I did that. So Meila, I was Yotzi Dechavasai. So Meila, I'm...